Cam Smith situation, gentlemen, where on Sunday night he was really made the pariah on 60 Minutes, whether justifiably or not, and he hasn't spoken to anyone publicly since. Maddie and Wendell, I know you have strong views on this subject. I think we've all seen the story, so we don't need to replay it. But we will, after 6 o'clock, uncover the audio that wasn't played on the 60 Minutes story, which shows Cam in a more sympathetic light. We'll do that after 6, but boys, your initial thoughts on the story and the way it was played out.
Oh, look, just for me personally, you know, I was lucky enough to work with Alex at the Dragons there for a couple of years, mate. He's a wonderful young man. And then when that accident happened, I was pretty shattered. I think I heard the news on your show that he might not walk again.
Yeah.
And I think you gave me a couple of minutes break because I started crying. So just to see a young bloke like that come through that. But what 60 Minutes did on Sunday night, Cam Smith, mate, he's been a wonderful ambassador for our game. And I just, to put that blame on someone like Cam Smith, you know, he wasn't involved in the tackle. I know Alex has got every right to be, you know, upset, and his parents have, so they can feel the way they wanted to feel. But I just thought it was a real ordinary go by 60 Minutes to sort of push it all on Cam Smith, you know. As we'll hear later on, they didn't play the full audio of what happened, you know. And I know what Cam said, you know, and no one knew the extent of that injury or what was going on there. So I'm really sad because rugby league, we should be just talking about Origin and how good this decider is. And they lead the weekend with that.
Do you know what, Del? I watched it on the night. 98% of that story was so good.
Beautiful.
Talking about Alex McKinnon, how much his dad, Scott and Kate, how much they loved him. Talking about the Nan, how she put the sunscreen in the microwave. There was so much to love about that story. Courage of Alex, and mate, his positivity going through what he's going through at the moment.
His partner.
Mate, Corbin Sims, what a champion he is.
Legend.
To lay on a floor in a hospital till he come out of the induced coma because he said he was going to be there. And Tegan, you know, what about her, mate? Like, seriously, you know, she's an absolute superstar. Why did there have to be a villain in all of that? Why did there have to be a villain and a man who was made to be the villain who was a man of the highest integrity in Cameron Smith? It was uncalled for.
I think it's agreed upon by everyone that no one disputes Alex's thoughts on the... If he can feel any way he likes, if he wants to be upset with Cam, that no one's begrudging him that.
100%.
But it's the way, Maddie, it was put together that has people offside, particularly the fact that 60 Minutes didn't give Cam a right of reply. Now, the Melbourne Storm obviously knew what was coming because they put out a statement, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Their CEO, Dave Donner, he was on Triple M Sunday NRL.
Yeah, yeah,
they were on the front foot. They knew what was coming. And to not even acknowledge the things that were said, Matty, would seem to make this look like a supreme hatchet job. I'll say, it was a hatchet job.
Hey, what's it? Hatchet job? Really? Wow. Yep. Absolutely.
It was
That's what it appeared.
Current affair today, tonight stuff. You think 60 Minutes has the gold standard reputation.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't do things like this. Their excuse was, or their reasoning was, well, this is all about Alex and we didn't want to bring anyone else into it.
The Australian captain and a man who has got such a reputation in the game and a bloke who's been so good for rugby league over a long period of time, a guy who has probably, in my opinion, got the integrity, the reputation and the intelligence to run the game one day, to not give him a right of reply on something that was so sensitive was so wrong. So wrong. It was disgraceful.
The most powerful part of that for me, and I know you said there were some good things in it, when Alex is looking at that tackle and then he's swearing, for a bloke like Alex McKinnon, and I'll tell you about Alex McKinnon, when the Goannas played Newcastle 2 years ago, I was standing at the back of the room and he's old school. He saw me, he talked to someone, and he came up, shook my hand, how are you going? But when I saw him, how angry he was at Cameron Smith, like, that was just going to be a ripple effect through the community. Like, even if, like, you don't know Cam Smith or whatever, like, mate, you paint him out to be a villain right there.
What everyone's waiting to hear from 60 Minutes, and what I want to know is, what did they show Alex? Because the audio that's been released today of what was played on 60 Minutes to the viewers and what actually took place, there was just a lot of stuff taken out of context, and there was stuff that we're going to play later, which showed Cameron in a far more sympathetic light. Did Alex get to see that?
You can see that on triplem.com.au now. In fact, I think our boys uncovered the full audio. So it's there, triplem.com.au, but we will play it after six when we've got a bit more time to play it.
Because obviously the Broncos here, Craig Bellamy's on the coaching staff, I'd actually call Craig and Anthony Seibold in and around that time, and the Melbourne players were quite shattered, and I know they tried to make contact with Alex, you know. So I just hate this here, the blame here, there. They didn't try to contact him. Mate, Cam Smith's a better guy than that.
I got a feeling Nine's end game was they knew what they were doing by making the Cam Smith the last part of the story. It was the lasting effect. I think their end game was to get Cam on either 60 Minutes or A Current Affair or Nine News and get a second night out of the story. I think that's what they wanted. It's certainly not going to happen because, as I understand it, he's not even talking to Channel 9 tonight. He's the captain and he won't do a post-game or pre-game interview.
I think Dobbo just said that he will do after the game. He's not going to do pre, but he will do post.
Okay.
The worst thing that came out of it is that everyone sat there like and watched it, such admiration for the McKinnon family,
sure,
and for Alex and for the people close to him. But suddenly the next day, it became Cameron Smith versus Alex McKinnon. Whose side are you on? I mean, some of the things that I've read, I've got to say, Dan, you lose faith in humanity because some of the garbage I've read by some of those keyboard ninjas, I was going to call them keyboard something, but... they'd have to dump me. But some of the things I've never read such hurtful garbage in my life. And that's what it created.
I can understand. But, like, for me, being a friend of Alex's and even with Darius is really tight with him. I know Darius went through some tough times. When he just said he wanted, like, just to die, you know, he wanted just to be let go. Like, to see the young man that came through at the Dragons at 16, I was there on his debut. I got interviewed. He scored 2 tries against the Titans playing in the centres.
Did you set him up?
No. I was retired, thank God. But he's a wonderful young man. You know, mate, I couldn't do what he's doing at the moment. He's just such a strong kid, and, you know, I still wish him and his family all the best.
Let's